Do you achieve what you want to? Do you have what you want? Do you go where you want to go? Do you live the way that you want to live? Are you as healthy, fit and strong as you'd like to be? Is your life the way you want it to be? And I think that's a great question to probably start every day with. How am I going? Is my life heading in the direction that I want it to? And have you ever wondered why some people live a life exactly the way they've planned it to? They set the goal to either be financially free, to be in great shape, to have great relationships, to have a career or business that they love. They set the goal, they put the plan into place, they take the action and they achieve the goal. And I'm sure you've met people like that. Then there's people who, if you are observing the human race or human nature, there are people who set the goal and they achieve some of it, half of it, most of it, a little tiny bit of it, but never all of it. There are some people who talk a lot about what they want to achieve, what they're going to do, what they're going to put into their life, and they do none of it. They talk a lot about what they want, but they don't do anything to make it happen. And then they might even add on to there some excuses and some blame and some justification as to why they can't or why it didn't happen, or yes, I set the goal, but it didn't happen for me. And then there's this interesting group of folks who, when you say, what do you want and where do you want to go and what do you want to do, they kind of go, oh, nowhere and nothing and it doesn't matter. And of course, that's just an observation of human nature, and I love to ask. However, I do love to study both ends of the scale. I love to study the people that set a goal and achieve it and ask them why and how that happened for them and what did they put into place to make it happen. I obviously love to observe the people that set really big goals, and the ones that are really interesting to me are the people who set impossible goals. When people say, I'm going to do this, and the rest of the world says, it can't be done, that's impossible, and they go and do it anyway. And the reverse end of that scale are the folks who don't seem to want anything. And I wonder why that is. And it makes obviously no difference to any of us what other people do. It's what we decide to do. But I love to learn from other people. So if you have a look at the people that achieve their goals, they'll share with you very openly and honestly that they have goals. This is what I want. This is what I want to do. This is where I'm going to go. This is who I want to meet. This is what I want to earn. And they've got a plan, simply because they know what they want. So then they put the plan into place, they take the action and they go and do it. And that, of course, seems logical. So if you've got the goal, the next thing that they probably will share with you, however, is that they have big reasons why they want to achieve that goal. So if you have a look at from a lifestyle perspective of the human race, if you have a look at the four big areas of our lives, so there's our health and fitness, our relationships, our career path, and our financial situation. There's kind of, if you have a goal in each one of those areas, or you have several goals in those four areas, it seems that your life would possibly be heading in the right direction. So if you have a look at health and fitness, and yes, I want to be healthy, I want to be fit, I want to be lean, the next question is usually, well, why? Why do you want to make that happen? And the answer seems pretty obvious. I want to be healthy, fit, strong and lean so that I look good, I feel good, I've got lots of energy, I've got a great immune system so I don't get sick, I live longer with quality of life because my brain's working effectively and my bones and my muscles are strong. I've got great hair, great skin, great nails because I'm healthy, fit and strong. And if you're not, they could be all great reasons why you want to be healthy, fit and strong. With one of the biggest reasons, of course, if you're a parent, for example, I want to set the example for my children that they can be healthy, fit and strong. So if the goal is, yes, I want to be in great shape, there seems to be some fairly obvious reasons why you'd want that to happen. If you have a look at your relationships, yes, I want to have great relationships. I want to have great people in my life. I want to have people who respect me, who I can trust, people who love me, people who add value to my life. And if you ask the reasons why, that seems pretty obvious. Well, I don't want nasty people in my life. I don't want disrespectful people in my life. I don't want people in my life who treat me badly because obviously that would be give my life poor quality. So it seems obvious that we would choose great relationships. There's a big reason why. If you have a look at your career path, why do you want to have a career that you love? Well, it's pretty obvious. You wake up every day, at least one third of your life for most people is the job that they choose or the career path that they choose or the business that they get into. So imagine spending one third of your life doing something that you don't like to do. So it seems pretty obvious that you would choose a career path because you want to have a happy at least one third of your life. And then if you have a look at financial freedom, why do you want to be financially free? It, of course, seems really obvious. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be scraping for money. I don't want to have to live in a car or live in a house, God forbid, live in a car that I don't like. I don't want to drive a car that I don't want to drive. I want to be able to take my family on holidays. I don't want to be scraping for money. I want to not have to think about money all the time because I'm financially free. So it seems obvious the reasons why we would want to be fit, why we would want great relationships, why we would want a career path that we love, and why we would want to be financially free. So if you've set the goals, the whys seem quite obvious, and we would often probably share with ourselves, these are the reasons why. So then comes the big question, why is it that some people even set the goal and they'll tell you the reason why? Yes, I want to be financially free because I hate having to scrape for money and not be able to look after my family, but they don't achieve their goal. A lot of people live their whole life where they talk about what they want and why they want it, but they never do it, they never get it, they never go there, they never achieve it. And I don't know the answer to why, but it's been an interesting thing to observe as a fitness professional, for example, that a lot of people will say, yes, I want to lose weight. And I'll use that as a big one. It's the number one thing that's Googled in the world today. So it's obviously a very popular topic, lose weight. And it seems obvious that there's, if not 100,000 reasons why to lose weight, then there's more. I don't want to feel fat. I don't want to feel unenergetic. I want to look good in my clothes. There's so many reasons why you'd want to lose weight, but so many people don't. And they talk a lot about it, but they don't do it. And it's interesting because when you talk to the people that do live their life in a very exciting, interesting, happy, healthy, fit, strong way, they live differently. So if you look at a healthy, fit, strong person, the way they live their life is completely different than an unfit, fat, unhealthy person. If you have a look at people who are financially free, wealthy people who don't have to worry about money, they live their lives completely different to poor people. They have different headspace, different philosophy. They treat money differently and they look after their money differently. If you have a look at the people that have great relationships with great people and they only accept respectful people into their lives, they live their lives differently than the people that have poor relationships. And again, if you have a look at that big career thing, the people that have a career that they love, a business that they're passionate about, they wake up every day with a purpose doing something that they love, are obviously living their lives completely differently than the people that have a lousy, stinking, rotten job who wake up every day to go to do something that they don't like to do, that they're not passionate about, and they do it just to pay their lousy, stinking, rotten bills. The way they live their life is completely different. So it's been suggested by the experts in the world, and I'll just use health and fitness as an example because I'm a fitness professional. The medical profession will suggest to you that if you don't want to get coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, you don't want to be depressed and you don't want to be overweight, that you need to live your life as a healthy, fit, strong person. So if you have a look at the healthy, fit, strong people, they think differently, they act differently, they exercise every day, if not most days of the week. They drink lots of water. They have healthier eating choices. They have a healthier attitude towards their food. They're not fanatical about their food. They live their life as a healthy, fit, strong, lean person, not trying to be one, not on a diet, not on an exercise plan until I lose weight and then I'll stop exercising. Healthy, fit, strong people that have been that way all of their life or have been that way for a really long time, it is their life. They think differently, act differently, eat differently, exercise differently than a person that is really overweight or unfit or fat. So is that the answer? And I don't know, but if you are struggling with, I want to be healthy or I want to be fit or I want to lose weight, I'm really sick of these disrespectful people in my life who treat me badly. I really hate my job and I'd really love to be doing something that I'm passionate about. And I'd really love to be wealthy. I'm really sick of struggling for money, scraping every penny to try and pay the bills. I don't want to live my life like this anymore. Then If that's the way you're living right now, obviously you have to do something different. And that, of course, seems obvious to me, and it seems very obvious to the people who have all of that stuff together. And it's very rare, by the way, to meet somebody that's got all four areas sorted in their life. There are some people who are really wealthy, but they're really unfit. There are some people who have ripped abdominals, but they have really poor relationships, or they don't have any money. So I'm not talking about being sorted in one area of your life. Yes, I'm disciplined with my food, but I haven't got any money. I'm talking about the people that have got that full spectrum sorted in their lives. They've got everything going for them. They live differently. So it seems quite obvious that if you choose then to live as a healthy person, if you choose to live as a rich person, if you choose to live as a person who's got a career that you love, and you choose not to accept poor relationships in your life, then of course things would change. And that then comes down to my favorite word, which is choice. And most people don't like to hear that. We choose whether we're healthy and fit. We choose the people that we put into our lives. We choose the career path that we have, and we choose how much money we have. And so many people who are miserable and unfit and have a lousy, stinking, rotten job will actually argue that point. They'll say, no, I'm in this position and I can't help it, and it's not my fault, and it's the government, and it's my family, and it's my past, and my life is really terrible. And again, that is the difference between people who have a great life versus people who are struggling. The people who have a great life, the one big thing that's really obvious is that they take full responsibility. They take responsibility for their own health and fitness. They're not looking for the latest diet or the latest exercise guru. They just take responsibility for what they eat and how much exercise and activity they do. They take responsibility for the people that are in their lives. They choose to get rid of the nasty, negative people, or choose not to let those people into their life. They've chosen a career path. They've chosen a business. They've chosen something that they're really passionate about, and they're doing it every single day. And of course, the logical step from that is that then they will be financially free, because when you're doing something that you love, you want to be the best in the world at it. You do the training and the education. You do everything that you need to do to become really good at what you're doing, so then of course the money comes. You are promoted more often, you have more customers and clients, you make more sales, your business grows. It's just obvious. And then if you put that into a complete circle, if you're healthy, fit and strong, you've got great people in your life, you've got a career or business that you love, and you're being the best in the world at it, then of course the finances will be great, and you will be able to be better at what you do because you're healthy, fit and strong, and you'll be better at what you do because you've got people in your life who hold you accountable and are respectful of you, and you'll be better at what you do because you're loving your day. So it's a really simple circle. So is the point of all of this really simple? If you want to achieve your goals, just live your life as a person who achieves that goal. If you want to be thin but you live your life as a fat person, you'll never be thin. If you want to be wealthy but you live your life as a poor person, you'll never be wealthy. If you want to have a career that you love but you constantly choose lousy, stinking, rotten jobs to pay your lousy, stinking, rotten bills, then you'll never have a career path that you love. So we get to choose. And I think the day that we decide that, where we take full responsibility for our choices, everything I've ever put into my mouth, I ate it. Every exercise session I didn't do was my decision. Every telephone call that I made, and every letter that I wrote, or every person that I had a date with, or every person that's in my life is my choice. And there's often an argument for that one as well. Oh, but I can't choose my family. Yeah, but you can choose how much time you waste on people that don't treat you well. You get to choose how much time you waste on people who are disrespectful of you, or don't want you to achieve your goals, or don't hold you accountable to your big dreams and big goals. And then you can't then go and blame those people. If you put them in your life and they're treating you badly, you can't then blame them because your life isn't the way you want it to be. You either take responsibility for the people that you have in your life and get rid of the ones that aren't respectful of you, or don't blame the people that are in your life who are disrespectful of you because you've put them in your life. And again, that's all about choice, and I love it. Isn't it awesome that we get to choose everything in our life, what we read, what we listen to, what we say, what we think, what we eat, how we exercise? We get to choose. So if you want to be healthy, and you want to be happy, and you want to have great relationships, and you want to have a career that you love, and you want to be financially free, you get to choose. I think that's bloody exciting.